Introduce myself. My name is Joe Harrington. I'll be the moderator for this session. I am the Assistant Commissioner for the Office of Chronic Disease for the City of Chicago. And I guess I'll begin by introducing my panelists. We have first to my left, Dr. Stephen Barton. Dr. Stephen Barton is the Chief Operating Officer of the Cook County Department of Public Health. He oversees a large urban health department that serves a population of 2.5 million people. And he'll be talking about migration, displacement, gentrification, and the changing face of suburban America. Next to him is Larry Johnson. Larry Johnson is the Executive Director of the Association of Black Cardiologists Incorporated, but he is also the a commissioner and chair of the DeKalb County Board. Am I correct, Larry? So he's also an elected official. And he'll be leaving shortly after this meeting to go back because he has some business to take care of as an elected official. Seated next to him is George Smith. George is Director of Community Relations for the Center for Community Health and Vitality at the University of Chicago, the Center for Community Health and Vitality. And prior to that, he was doing community, he was the Director of Community Relations for the Healthcare Consortium of Illinois, which is an advocacy group, right?
Correct.
I am correct. Advocacy and very much community-based and community-focused. And Dr. Otto Ali Trotman was here. He had to step away, but he will be back. He'll be our second presenter. He'll be talking about the social determinants of health, the role of social justice and equity. Before we get started, a few housekeeping things. There's some index cards in the back of the room. There are plenty of pens. If you want to ask questions, we're asking people to fill out a card. If we don't get any questions on the index cards, we'll just accept questions from the audience. And we want this to be as interactive as possible. We're going to keep our presentations brief, try to address some very key points, but we really think it's better if we can get the audience actually actively involved in the discussion of the issues at hand. And with that, I have a few slides to set a context. Steve will help me. Whenever I have the opportunity to give a talk to a group, I always like to start by offering up a definition for health. And this is a definition that actually comes from the Center for African American Health that's based in the City of Chicago, their health status report from July of 2002. And I would venture to say that everybody in this room has seen, and many people here probably have adopted and embraced, the World Health Organization's definition of health. But I find this to be even more comprehensive and in some respects much more holistic moving forward, because what it really does is it speaks to the specific role of the individual in society and the individual's ability to actually perform that role. So by this definition, if you're unable to contribute back to society to really provide some kind of support for your family and the community and the society as a whole, you would really not be considered healthy. So I think this expands upon the World Health Organization. So when we're talking about disparities in health today, let this be the overarching definition. Next slide. And social justice is not a new issue either. Many people in this room might be familiar with the report that was released, I think, almost 2 years ago by the World Health Organization called Closing the Gap in a Generation. And what's striking about this, while it also talks about this issue of the social determinants of health, it really gets at what some of the driving forces are behind the social determinants of health and really looks at this from a social justice perspective. So if you want to do some heavy reading, but some interesting reading, I would suggest if you want to know more about social justice and look at it from an international perspective, this is available online. You get a copy of the World Health's report, Closing the Gap in a Generation. And that may help frame this whole issue of social justice a little bit differently for you. Next slide. Now, during the course of today's panel presentations, we'll be covering 8 distinct topic areas. Those are factors that influence health, effective resilience strategies, research in underserved communities, capacity building, assessing the needs of vulnerable populations, federal and local initiatives, community-based participatory research and health delivery systems. The panel members and I have had several conversations prior to coming here. We have agreed that these are the most cogent issues relative to the topic that we're talking about today. And each of them will address it from a very different perspective and from a perspective consistent with much of the work they do on a daily basis. Next slide. And this is the last slide I'll leave you with. It's one of my favorite, and I always love quotes. But this is a quote from President Franklin Delano Roosevelt in 1932. And it states, "The success or failure of any government in the final analysis must be measured by the well-being of its citizens. Nothing can be more important to a state than its public health. The state's paramount concern should be the health of its people."